Blog Talk Radio.
What? What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming for you. Hope you had a wonderful Easter. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, and to my left is my non-fully, non-empty Italian father of three, but three different mothers, Tiger Taylor.
Hi, Oak. Busy. How have you been, buddy?
I've been doing fantastic, man. Yesterday was a good Easter Sunday. The Lord has risen. It was weird because I went to church and they were talking about wash this white as snow, and it snowed in Kansas yesterday.
You know what's funny about that? I saw you in a suit yesterday about two sizes too big for you. And you have a segment on Sunday called The Style Sunday Show, and you posted a picture on Facebook with a suit about two sizes too big for you. You call yourself the best dressed in the Midwest. Hashtag, how'd you let it happen?
Well, here's how it happened. I literally just bought this suit the other day. Now, let me tell you about this awesome blazer that I got. It's peach, got it for Easter, but it snowed yesterday, so I really couldn't do a whole lot.
I like it. I just don't know why it was two sizes too big.
I'm getting there. Regular price, $159 for this place. Not too bad, not too cheap, not too expensive, just about right. And I clipped a few coupons, and then I used the 20%, the 50% off that they had, and then I got $10 off of a $50 purchase. My blazer, Stafford Blazer, $29.95.
Ooh, ooh.
Now, the reason why it's too big, two sizes too big, I wear a 50 regular. That is a 50 regular. I've been trying to lose weight, diet, exercise, and I have went down to like a 48 regular. So I'm going to have to take it and get it fit.
I'm a 45
but I'm afraid,
long the last time I wore one.
But you have some long arms, man. You do. You are very long.
I am.
In all the right places. Now, so today we're talking about the power of consistency, or habit, as you call it. So, what is a habit, Tiger? Do you know what a habit is?
I don't.
Well,
I don't know what a habit is because I break them.
Let me give it to you real quick. Simply, it is something that you do often, and it becomes easy. In other words, to me, it's a behavior that keeps on repeating itself. It's a positive or negative behavior that keeps on repeating itself. It's consistent choices lay the foundation for your habits, my friend. What negative and positive habits do you do? Do you have?
I used to smoke cigarettes. That was a habit of mine.
Now, see, we don't get rid of habits. We just replace them with a positive or negative habit. How did you replace yours?
Candy, and I gained 85 pounds. Thanks for asking.
See? So therefore, you did not get rid of the habit. You just replaced the habit with gaining weight.
With Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy. I do love me some Laffy Taffy. Banana Laffy Taffy.
I do like me some Laffy Taffy.
Drink.
Girls, take that Laffy
drink
Taffy.
My,
that Laffy Taffy.
D4L in the house. So your habits play a major role in your future. As your future unfolds, as you'll see, this includes the habits you display in your business, your relationships, your everyday life, and your personal life. That's what I think. Because our habits are making us, they're molding us to who we're becoming today. How are your habits destroying or making you?
I'm afraid of my habit because I procrastinate, and that is a habit of mine.
Mm-mm.
I am a procrastinating fool. I know the old saying is, don't put off till tomorrow what could be done today. And I
right.
just do not follow that. I'd rather stack my plate tomorrow and be stressed out and do nothing today. I don't know why I'm like that.
My wife just said the exact same thing to me last night because we were talking about procrastination and habits. And she was like, I tell everyone all the time, there's no such thing as procrastination. If I said, Tiger, meet me tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Club or the library or your house or Grandma's old house, I have $1 million for you right now. $1 million cash. You can have it if you meet me there. Well, you're not going to procrastinate. This is that.
Hold on. How well do you know me? There's a chance one out of 10 times. I'm still procrastinating that. You know me. Hey, bro, running a little late. Just hang out for me. Stay there. I'll be there.
Yeah, never show up.
Yeah. Trust me. Just keep my money for me. I'll be there in a little bit.
As my wife said last night, she's like, Matthew, you and Tiger have a great chemistry. And she was saying that, you know, if we want to get out of the situation that we are and want to become where we want to be in life, it's not up to me because I'm an entrepreneur. I want everything from my job. I want to make my job better. But if you're going to take our family, it's going to have to be you because you are the visionary. You and Tiger can do this. You guys, our families are depending on you. And that's, listeners, this is you. Your families are depending on you.
That's such a powerful thought, you know. There's two people. There's entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Kai Lopez just put out a meme today, and he made it look as if you're an employee versus an entrepreneur. Employees, like the sad face, like everything sucks, and you're never happy. And then the entrepreneur on the other side of the meme was like this stud in shape, smiling, with a sports car. I didn't like that analogy because some people are like your wife. Some people are like my wife. My wife is better suited as an entrepreneur. She would much rather already work for a well-oiled machine and come with ways to make it better, as where you and I have a vision to create a machine. So
there are
people, you know, that just because you're an entrepreneur doesn't mean that you're sad and life sucks and there's a rain cloud over your stick figure. It's just not the truth. It's just there's two different types of people. You know, people say Matt and I are dreamers. We get lost in dreams. But now we figured out a way to take our dreams and really try to mold it into something. We're coming to you in audio form with our ideas, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, our passion. We share it with you as we build it ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you want to know the great news about habits?
What's that?
That you can reprogram yourself at any time if you choose to do so. You can literally change your life right now if you wanted to. If you want
literally.
To be fit, financially free, have a better relationship, be a better father, mother, daughter, son, wife, husband, you can do it right now.
I want to learn how to be a better friend. Hi-yo.
Well, good luck with that. You can't do that. So I came up with 5 steps that you can develop good habits. Just 5 easy steps right now. You can do it today. So number 1 is to make a decision.
Sure.
Make it clear. If you want to get up and exercise in the morning, you want to become fit, you want to become healthy, get your clothes ready the night before. Set an alarm clock on the other side of the room. So you have to get up to turn it off. Boom, we'll get you moving. You have to make a decision. Enough is enough. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being broke. I'm sick of being fat. I'm sick of being unhealthy. I'm sick of being who I am right now. You can change your life. Number 2.
You know what happens,
tell
though?
Others. Yeah, what's up?
So this morning, I set my alarm for 6 a.m. because I wanted to get an early jump on my day to get the drive over with and get home at a decent time. I set my alarm for 6 a.m. to head to Lawton. I woke up at 6 a.m. and I looked at my wife and goes, will you be mad if I set the alarm for an hour later and get one more hour of sleep? And she was like, stop talking to me. Because she'd been up all night with a new baby. She was like, stop talking to me. And I was like, sweet. Set the alarm for 7 and I went back to sleep. Procrastination.
That's how good of a husband Tiger is.
Yeah. I wake up a mother who'd been all up all night with a kid to ask for her permission to be late for work. That's a true story. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, Tiger and I were just talking about this. We were just talking about the health and fitness industry. I just read a study that 2.7% of the whole world is actually healthy.
100%
of
Matt and Tiger are unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Now, we're working to get there. We've made a decision because our body is the only home that we get. It's the meat car. It's the meat wagon. It's the skin mobile. It's the bag of bones. We only get this one home.
Good old
so number 2 is
bag
tell
of
others.
Bones.
Number 2 is to tell others. Others will be watching you. If you tell others, others will be watching you to see if you have the willpower to get it done. They're going to keep you accountable.
Well, also, guys, you're also going to have people watching you to fail. So Matt needs very aware of that, too. There are people who specifically watch you to watch you fail. And you need to be aware of that. People watch
that
because they love to see you fail.
As my really good friend, I forgot his name. I went blank. He said, James Franco. He said, haters going to hate, ain'ters going to ain't. It was peanut butter and jelly.
You went to college with that guy.
Jealous. Sure did. I got a picture of him in graduation. I'll put it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, he literally can prove it. But he told you one time in class, when you told him about BLS, he looked at you, and he said, it's a long shot. And he said, me becoming one of the greatest actors in Hollywood was a long shot. But I did it, Matthew. And he said, what about
that's
the
right.
Some of Tiger's and my best friends we grew up with, they don't listen to our show. They don't support us. And he said, Matthew, haters are going to hate, ain'ters going to ain't. I said, all right, man.
Ain'ters going to ain't. Number three is see yourself doing it. Your subconscious mind will kick in. Tiger and I had this discussion today is whoever you want to be, the ideal person that you want to be in life, start thinking you're that person right now. Trick your brain into thinking you're already that person. If you want to be a great business leader, pretend that you're already a great business leader. Read up. Start living that lifestyle. Now, don't go into debt trying to live the lifestyle, but slowly start living the lifestyle, and you'll trick yourself into thinking that you are. You will become.
It's the power of the
mind,
Matt. The power of the mind. When you get your mind behind yourself, anything is possible. It's self-talk. You know, you have some of the worst self-talk out of anybody I've ever met. When I think you're full of, you know, all these positive things, and all you see are the negative, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If that's a bad thing for you, it's your self-talk.
Right. I used to have horrible self-talk, and I still do because I have horrible friends. But
it all comes from your father and your friends.
It was the way I was raised. My parents were like, you know what, you don't need a college education. You just need to get out and work, and that's it. Head down and work all the time. I was like, no, there's more important things to me out there in life. I'm not just supposed to be here and work. There's something great in me. I need to release it. I have the milk, the flour, the eggs, the sugar, the everything. I just need someone to help me put it together, and I know I can be great.
But instead of pushing your skills and your natural talent and your, you know, and watering your seed, why do parents push for the traditional method? You know, go to college, get a great degree, get your master's degree, and then work at a firm for 20 years.
See, that's...
Put your head down
this
and go to work every day.
This is exactly what I'm going to tell my godson when I see him in a few weeks. I'm going to say, you know what, Nash? You're going to die, my friend. You are going to die. Life is short. Live it how you want to live it. Become who you want to become. That's going to be my first sentence to him.
One of my things is, what I don't understand is why they don't prepare us better in school.
Ooh. You're going to get me on a debate here, my friend, because I hate, not a debate, but a rant, because I hate how our education system is set up. I want to start a nonprofit organization that teaches young men and young ladies on how to become adults. And I'm not just talking about, let's figure out a checkbook. No, I want to teach the kids cooking skills, how to pay bills, how to negotiate their salary, because you decide on how much you're worth. If you're showing up to a job and they're paying you $118 a day, that's how much they see that your time is worth. That's bullshit. No, you deserve more. I want to teach kids this. I want to teach adults this. I think that would be a great outlet for us, for Matt and Tiger, because we'll teach you business, we'll teach you how to cook, we'll teach you how to dress, we'll teach you resume, we'll teach you how to negotiate salaries, we'll teach you
sure,
how to
absolutely.
A man or woman.
But, you know, they don't teach us the real-world value, you know. They just teach us enough to get by, and the system is made to push you through it. You're a cog in the machine. So, yeah, I love it.
That's
What's your number four?
So my number four is repeat. Just get up and repeat it every day. Exercise only takes an hour of your day, so it's 4% of your day. Just get up and exercise. Read. Read.
You know what I like?
What?
My uncle Brian McKnight says, one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just want to be with you. Three, girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. Four,
ooh,
repeat steps 1 through 3.
Just repeat.
You know
just
what
repeat.
Success is?
Getting a
showing
habits.
Up. Showing up and doing it daily. That's it. Show up, show up, show up, show up.
Hit it that Grant Cardone style. What's he say?
I can't repeat Grant Cardone on the air because the stuff that I like I can't say to our listeners.
No, doesn't he say show up and show out? Who is that?
That's it. That's Grant Cardone. Show up and show out, players. Show up and show out. That's it. Show up and show out. Are you going to show up?
Show up.
Yeah, you're going to show up. Are you going to show out?
I don't know.
Damn right you are. Show out.
Nope. I'm going to fly under the radar.
No, then you're going to be a loser. Okay, number 5. Reward yourself. Reward yourself. You do something great, reward yourself. You want to take a trip because you lost 40 pounds or you got that business deal, you go ahead, boo-boo. You earned it. Reward yourself. Treat yourself. You deserve it. You worked hard enough, you deserve it. You deserve the life you want.
You put in all the risk, you deserve the reward.
Amen. Amen.
It's a win.
So Tiger,
it's a win.
You had something today on John C. Maxwell. What was that that you had, buddy?
No, I didn't have anything on John C. Maxwell, my friend. I came up with it all by myself, and he stole it from me. No, I'm just kidding. So, Matthew, I wanted to read something to you. After we get sued now, and I hope that you guys don't like the show that much, and the reason why I believe you don't like the show very much is because you don't rate and review us on iTunes, so you keep us. Hold on, we're proud of the title. Hold up our championship belt, Matt. Hold up that championship belt. You got that thing in the air?
I've got it up, man.
We are the most non-rated show on iTunes. Matt and Tiger BLS. Thank you guys. We could not be here if it wasn't for you. So we appreciate it. We are the champions of the most non-reviewed show on iTunes. 7 months in a row, guys. 7 months in a row.
7 months in a row. How does that happen?
How do we become the most underrated? Non-rated, not underrated.
Yeah, non-rated show on iTunes.
Well, it's because John C. Maxwell told me. John C. Maxwell told me that we haven't lead, grow, create, excel, and serve. Those are the 5 things we need to do, and we need your help by reviewing our show. So we and you, we as a whole, Matt and Tiger BLS Nation, we need to lead. Lead by example. Grow. Grow daily by finding your favorite podcasts, books, and audiobooks. Create. Find a vision. Hone your craft and create whatever it is that you're passionate about. Once you start following your vision, you will excel. Once you excel and you reach financial freedom, life freedom, then you serve. You serve others. And Matt is the king of serving others. He really enjoys it.
I do. I sat down Sunday on Easter, and I was like, you know what? That's it. I give up my life to help others become what they want to be in life. I said that to myself last night. I give up what I want to do in life so I can help you become whatever you want to become in life. That's what I'm here for.
That's incredible.
So if you're listening out there.
Is that literally what you were saying last night?
I was sitting on my bed. I was saying my goodnight prayers.
Wow.
I said, Lord, I give up my selfishness. I'm here to help others become the best of them possible.
Wow.
I'm here
wow.
to literally help you reach every goal that you have.
Wow.
That's what I was here for.
That's incredible, man. That is incredible.
Yeah.
The selflessness,
but you know what?
The awareness, You know what I was doing last night?
What?
I was staring into the mirror, reminding me myself how good looking I used to be. Telling
Still
me
are.
Old winning stories. I was telling myself
Ladies
old winning stories.
As I look at Tiger Taylor driving home, I have a picture of him on my dash. He is the most caring, smart, funny man you could ever... Just the look of his baby blue eyes, I just... Well, the problem...
Well,
I think they're green now.
I think... Well, I got dark brown, but... You know what's funny about my face?
That it still looks good when you're 32?
No, it fits on a 6-year-old body better than it fits on my 32-year-old body.
So, please... All right. Everyone that is listening, thank you for the 2 or 3 followers that we have that still have not yet rated us, reviewed us on iTunes. Go to James Tiger. Is it James Tiger on Instagram?
Yeah, James Tiger Taylor.
James_Tiger_Taylor on Instagram. And watch his videos and look at his face swap, man. I don't know what it is, but every time I see it, it cracks my shit up. Sorry for the language.
Yeah,
but
me and my son.
I cannot
me
stop
and my
laughing.
6-year-old son.
It literally looks like Tiger's head belongs in his 6-year-old son's body. I don't know why, but it's true. It's so true.
And then there's one where we record it. What did you think about the recording?
If you want a really good laugh, go to his Instagram, James_Tiger_Taylor, and find him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And watch the video that he puts up of his son doing a face swap. They're making fun of each other, then all of a sudden, oh, shit. Dad, I can't switch faces. I'm stuck in your body. What do I do? He's literally panicking and having a panic attack. Saying, oh, my God, I'm you. You're me. What do we do about this?
And,
like,
and,
he doesn't know.
And then
that
instead of comforting him, what do I start doing?
Just making fun of him. Literally just making fun of his son. It's absolutely great. I wish it would go viral because it's so funny. You should check it out.
It's on my Twitter, too, @MMADocket. @MMADocket. Oh, man, it was a blast. My son is so much fun. But, yeah, there's a moment where he realizes, wait, that's my face. Wait.
It's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's so great. It's so wonderful.
It's funny. Matt was starting to send me almost every day, like, put a new picture on Instagram, please. Put a new picture on Instagram, please.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
I got this, my little thin mustache on his little body.
Hey. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're not cutting the show yet because I still want to talk. But let's talk about something that I heard the other day. Tiger is 32. I'm 31. We've experienced life. We've done a lot of things. We've moved. We've been broke. We've been wealthy. We've been middle class. We've been everything. No home, abandoned, you name it, we've been there. Give me your thoughts on 18-year-old life coaches.
Ooh, Gary Vaynerchuk is pissed off. I had 18-year-old life coaches. He
How can you be a life coach at 18 years old? Literally. You literally just got out of high school, unless you graduated early.
Well, my dad gave me a trust fund, and I'm a millionaire at 18, so I think I can tell you what to do.
See, that's the thing. Whenever I say a life coach, I want to talk about health, I want to talk about wealth, I want to talk about nutrition, I want to talk about relationships, I want to talk about it all. Not just wealth. You know what I'm talking about? Because this is life. Life has 4-5 different things. Health, wealth, love, happiness, and spirituality. Or as I like to call it,
What about my dude, Ty Lopez? Ty Lopez, why is he flipping his game up? Why is he just taking pictures of Instagram models and himself? Talking about rate your lifestyle 1 to 10. Well, my lifestyle isn't popping bottles and kissing models. My lifestyle is being a father of 3 wonderful children. You know, why does he only think that's a good life?
See, that's what I don't understand, because as
you're messing up, Chai, you're breaking my heart.
Sex sells, for sure. Sex sells. Now, this is what I don't get. I'm not real business savvy, but I know a little bit. How can he, those quotes that he's saying that are by somebody else, how can he put those on clothes now and sell them? I know they're not trademarked, so he can't do that, but those quotes are organically his.
I don't know. He's capitalizing on someone else's knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. But sex sells, and I unfollowed him on Snapchat because I got sick and tired of watching him with these girls and playing basketball and at the Lakers games, blah, blah, blah. That's great. Now teach me something. I'm not going to waste my time listening to you talk about
nothing. Give me value. Give me value, because I don't care to see anything out of the model. And when I was 25 or 24 or 22, I would love to see that stuff.
Right. And let me tell you something that what we are better than Tai Lopez. Tai Lopez will give you this great lifestyle, whatever this and that. But the difference between him and Tiger and I is that we bring you content where you can learn something. We read all the greats, we read everything, and we come back and relate to you and study Master Black.
Speaking of reading everything, guys, Matt, I'm going to give you a quote here in a minute, so be ready.
For,
I'm
ready.
For a quote, I mean. Guys, Matt says he's going to buy Ask Gary Vee tonight on his way home. Tomorrow, I want to do a show, a book review of Chapter 1 of Ask Gary Vee. I would like to go back to reviewing books on Tuesday and Thursday. It was one of my favorite. Listen, it might not have got the viewership. It might not. What is going on in the background? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
It is crazy loud. So I'll wrap it up real quick.
No, it's all right, man. We have plenty of time. I think it's my Ferrari.
Hey, Tommy, can you turn it down, please? just 2 more minutes to the show, Ty. 2 more minutes.
We're going to go until forever.
My favorite shows were the book reviews. When we were reviewing, we reviewed Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness. I loved whenever we reviewed, How to Win Friends, Influence People. I loved when we were reviewing it. We gave up on that book because we gave up on that segment, but I'm bringing it back to Ask Gary Vee. So this is Matt, one of his mentors that he absolutely admires. So I'm excited to read it, man. I'm excited to learn something.
Same here. I'm very excited. I'm literally on my way home right now. I'm going to stop by Barnes & Noble and pick it up. Very excited to read this. I love Gary Vaynerchuk. The reason why I love Gary Vaynerchuk, besides anyone else, besides Tony Robbins and Brandon Burchard, is that he gives you the answer right then and right there. When he does ask Gary Vee, someone will ask him a question, and he'll just be like, hey, here's the answer, here's what you do, blah, 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 blah.
He's
great
super
question.
Direct, oh yeah.
And with somebody else, they're just like, well, you know, this is what you do, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's not get around, let's just dance around. Like a politician, I hate that. Get to the point, I'm asking you a direct question, you give me a direct answer. And don't lie to me like my wife.
Sure. Yeah, right? Listen, he has one liar in his life. He doesn't need two. The problem is they paint and set broad strokes. How do I become successful? How do I start a business? How do I come up with money without getting a loan? And then they paint in these broad strokes, and they never really tell you anything. And then they move on. What I like about Gary Vaynerchuk is he just tells you, hey, you can't do that. You know, you're trying to do the impossible. You can't do it. Or he tells you, this is exactly how I would do it today.
And he's brutally honest. Like, the other day we listened to a podcast of him and Lewis House. And he said, you know what? I'm starting to make trainers money. So, therefore, maybe 4 or 5 years on down the road, I'm going to have somebody pay me because they've become so big. And he's brutally honest about stuff like that. And I absolutely love that because he's right. But I
get discouraged
because, yeah. Because who knows how big you're going to be in 5 years, Gary. I know, I love you, I care for you, you probably won't listen to the show, but still keep in mind, just in case.
Well, buddy, hit us a quote.
No,
and tell them what BLS stands for.
Well, are you busy, my friend, or do you have other you anything more important than the listeners out there?
What's that, my friend?
I said, are you busy? Do you have anything to do? Because I'm willing to go as long as you want.
Well, I would love to go, but they say for professional quality podcasts, it needs to be professional sound quality. And whatever you're doing in the background is extremely loud. So I don't want our listeners to tune off.
That's so crazy because I'm literally on a rocket ship home. So I don't know why it's so loud.
It definitely sounds like you're on a rocket ship, trust me. Like you're on a treadmill or you're on an elliptical machine is what it sounds like.
No. I don't know what it is. I'm on NASA's rocket ship Apollo 14 headed home, so I don't know what.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, my friend.
Power consistency is what we talked about today. Take control. That's just my quote, take control. Look at your life. Look at your situations. Look at where you're at. And ask yourself, honestly, how did I get here? How did I get here? You are who you are because of what you've done and the habits you have become. Literally. If you're sitting on the couch, if you become nothing, it's because of your habits. Consistency.
Oh, I like it.
So,
you become your experience.
Exactly. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, that wears suit jackets two sizes too big, losing weight. And to my left is my beautiful, talented, educated father of three by the same mother for today, Tiger Taylor.
We love you guys. We will be reviewing Ask Gary V Chapter 1 hopefully tomorrow. If not, definitely start it on Thursday. Just got to find out what Matt's going to be up to. Right now, he is the rocket man that Elton John was singing about. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side. Stay nitty gritty.
Good night,
Nitty. Get that nitty beat.